One, two, three, four.
Jason and Zoe, the Mad Mad. It's Jason
and Zoe,
the Mad Mad.
Welcome along, episode 23 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe with you. Actually, Jason and Zoe this week.
Yes, hurrah.
Because of the last month, it's mostly
I've not been you.
Well.
I know.
You're faulty.
I'm poorly.
It's a funny outfit you wear, I think, that does it.
No, it's going into the winter, you see. Always about this sort of year, I get a bit ropey.
Well, your bronchals play up. This time of year, you get a bit ropey. Your bronchials play up, though, do they?
Yeah, I get very poorly.
Do you have to dangle yourself upside down so everything drains quite nicely?
I have to have quite a lot of things rubbed on my chest.
Okay, that's just an excuse, isn't it? I don't know, some people.
I'm feeling better now, though.
So what actually was wrong? Because we were just talking, and you were suggesting swine flu,
well,
just because you want to be fashionable.
Well, actually, you know, in my other job,
nobody's
been able to book holiday for the first 2 weeks in November because apparently it was peak time for swine flu, you see. So, but yeah, there's been a woman next to me who's had it, and she's been on the Tamiflu.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, me and my husband have had it really bad.
Oh, you poor things.
Really bad cold and cough and sore throats,
mm-hmm.
and just generally tired.
Oh, it's a shame.
Sleeping a lot.
What have we got coming up on the podcast today, then, Zoe?
Oh, you sounded so sympathetic then.
I don't care.
Unreal, no. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. I see, we never talk about me. We just talk about you.
How's your week been then, Jason?
Oh, it's been fine actually.
Did you miss me last week?
Well, we had Jean Martin in, and she did a lovely job of standing in for you. So
yes.
I'm sure you've heard because you download regularly.
Yes.
So we had a nice little chat with Jean, and the band were absolutely amazing.
Yes, they were very good.
I've had a week where I've met a former X Factor contestant, someone who got as far as boot camp and then got booted out.
It's not a young lady, is it?
Yeah. With a young lady. Yes,
yes. Who's she's from around this area.
She's from Cannock.
She?
Yeah,
yes. I've seen her in the paper.
Well, there you go. She's everywhere. So I've been doing some work on a project with her.
Oh, lovely! Is she coming in?
I can't. No, we will get her in at some point, but
that'll
I can't tell you too much about anything at the moment. So. We will keep you posted on that
good.
One, okay? That's been about it, really. What did I do the week? I can't remember what I did the weekend.
Did you go into your old houses? You normally do.
I didn't this weekend, no. I didn't have chance.
You was on Facebook quite a lot.
Was I?
Yes.
I pay no notice of what I put on Facebook. But there you go. There's a posting.
Got very excited about a competition. We're
not going to talk about that.
Okay.
That's purely for the online community. But there you
so
go.
So get on there quick, Facebook.
Yeah, check it out.
Jason Forrest.
There might be something there. Yeah. I think I'm private, so you can't see. You have to know me.
Oh, well, they can add you as a friend.
Yeah, or follow me on Twitter.
Is it on the Milk Bar?
No, I can't be bothered filling things on. That's the password to remember. So, no, follow JasonForrest72 on Twitter. That's the easiest way of doing it.
Oh, you're on Twitter, are you?
you mean you didn't? You're not one of my many followers.
I'm not on Twitter. I should have to have a look.
You have to get out there and see what you can do.
Is it good?
And it's pointless, but there we go. It's something to, you know, if you've got nothing better to do with your life, just
to tell
people what you're doing. Stephen Fry seems to work for, but there we are. Right, what's coming up on the podcast and back to the plot?
Oh, we've got loads. While I've been off sick, I've been sending lots of emails.
Lucky everyone.
Yes.
Okay, who have you lined up for us first?
Well, I have Adai Martin at Summers.
Okay.
Coming up.
We'll be talking to Di in a moment then.
Yes, save your shoe boxes, that's all I'll say.
Okay, moments away from finding out more on that one.
Yeah.
We've got music from...
The Lights. Yes, I know it this week. See how well rehearsed I am.
Could you say Lights for me again?
Lights.
The
like one and phone.
Yeah. That's this week's word that Zoe cannot pronounce properly due to her terrible Midlands accent. And also, we were having a little chat on the phone with Justin Pearson, who is a stuntman. I know he's told me which films he's been working on recently, but in typical me form, I can't remember.
Some big ones, are they?
There was one film where he was jumping between some spaceships, and I'd been to see it before he realised he was in it, which is quite good.
And
I was like, wow, you were in that. And he was also in 28 Weeks Later.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
Yeah, so he was a stuntman in that and played one of the
rather
undead.
Rather dangerous job.
Potentially, yes, but he does do it very well. So
good job, really.
We'll be hearing about some of his work in a bit. And also, you have
a celeb
on the phone.
How many weeks has it been, yes?
Since you've actually bothered to do anything, I know.
No, do you want me to say who it is?
You can tell us who it is.
Yes, it's our very own Phil Taylor.
Ah, we were talking about Phil the Pet Taylor.
Mm.
And there's darts taking place in the city of Wolverhampton. Still a few tickets left for this coming weekend, because it all gets busy in the big final over the weekend, doesn't it?
It's going to be at the weekend. So,
wolfcivic.co.uk for more information on buying darts tickets.
And it is very good. And if you've been watching it on the telly, but everyone gets very excited. And if you're into your audience participation,
that's because we love darts in Wolverhampton.
Yeah, do you know one of the players apparently in the week was moaning that he couldn't concentrate because it was too noisy and that's why he lost.
Really? Everyone was cheering on the opposition a bit too much for him, but there you go. Right, introduce us formally to Di then. Say hello.
This is Di Martin Summers, and she organises a shoebox collection for overseas for Christmas.
Di, tell us more.
Hi. Yes, this is an annual project that we've been doing for a number of years, and every year we try and collect more shoeboxes than the year before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last year we sent from the UK 1.2 million shoeboxes.
Ooh, and
so where are these going to? The shoes aren't in there at this point,
are they? No.
So where are they going to?
They're going to mainly Africa, Eastern Europe and Central Asia. The ones this year from Wolverhampton are hopefully going to Belarus and the Ukraine, just those two places.
Mm.
And so cold countries this year.
And really, it's a way of bringing a bit of Christmas cheer to kids who wouldn't really be getting the sort of Christmas the young ones get in the UK.
No.
And how did this project come about?
What was it? About 20 years ago, a lot of people started going to Romania and saw the children in the cots
and all these
completely deprived. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It started then. Next year, it'll be the 20 years that it's been going.
Mm-hmm.
So it started in a small way then, and then it's grown and grown and grown over the year.
And a little something to make a difference. Yeah, maybe once a year, but it reminds these kids that there's someone thinking about them.
That's right.
And it's all part of the ongoing projects, because there may be money there now to look after some of the buildings. There's people going, I remember Challenge Annika going over and doing one of these orphanages. And I know people who went over and did things out there.
Mm.
And this is another way of really bringing home to them that somebody does actually care.
Yeah, that they're not forgotten as well. You know, and these kids would have absolutely nothing for Christmas normally. So this is to them, toothpaste and toothbrush and a small bag of sweets and a doll. You know, it's just they are over the moon when they get stuff like that. And like to our kids here, that's, you know, nothing really.
That's a stocking filler, isn't it?
Yes,
really?
Yeah. Yes.
Although the toothpaste they wouldn't be that pleased with.
Yes. I mean, if you want to do a shoebox, can I just explain how to do a shoebox? Is that all right?
Yeah, because if there's collection points, I suppose, not only throughout the Wolverhampton area, but throughout the UK as well.
Yes.
So, explain a bit about it.
I mean, the collection points are Shoe Zone and the Entertainer in the Manda Centre. So you've got a couple of weeks more to do them. And what you do is you just find a medium-sized shoebox. You can go and actually ask at Clark's or Shoe Zone or anywhere like that. You get the empty shoebox, you wrap it with Christmas paper, wrap the top and the bottom separately, and then you decide what age and what sex your box is going to be for, whether it's going to be for a girl or a boy. And there are three age ranges, 2 to 4, 5 to 9, 10 to 14. So decide that, then you put a sticker on the top with, if it's a girl, say age 2 to 4, boy age 10 to 14. And we do have some leaflets, but unfortunately, because it's getting towards the end of the campaign, there aren't many left. If you wanted to contact me, though, I do have some leaflets. And these leaflets actually contain the proper labels that you put on the top with the boy and girl and everything. So once you've decided what age, what sex, then go out and buy little gifts. Now, I've got a box here, and I'll just show you a few of the things. My box here is for a girl aged 5 to 9. And I've got a Barbie doll. I've got a soft toy. Then there's a woolly hat, and hats, we have a lot of people in Wolverhampton knitting these, but we can always do with more people to knit throughout the year.
I think I could manage to knit the hats.
Sort of hats, scarves and gloves, because we need hundreds and thousands of these.
Mm-hmm.
Right, sweets, toothbrush, toothpaste, a handkerchief. The other thing is a bar of soap and a flannel or a sponge. And combs, and the one big thing is like stationery stuff, pens, coloured pencils, paper, because a lot of the children we send the boxes to can't go to school because they don't have the basics to go to school with. They don't have the writing materials or anything. And then I've got some really nice scrunchies, glittery scrunchies, a little leather bag that we actually made. Just anything that you think a girl of that age would like. Now, the only thing is there are things that we're not allowed to send, anything related to war, you know, like soldiers and airplanes or anything with camouflage on, because it could remind them of their past. Also things like liquid, shampoo, bubbles, anything like that. Because if it does spill out into the box, it'll not only ruin that box, but it'll ruin the box underneath and the box underneath and all that.
That'd be such a shame. You know. As well,
So I've got some notebooks in here and I've got some nice pencils. And from Poundland is actually a very good place to buy stuff for the shoeboxes.
Yeah. So and the scarf. It looks like it's jam-packed, but they're things that wouldn't cost very much, but the children are going to enjoy when they open the box.
Yeah, so that's the kind of things. And then if it's for a boy, you know, just make it boy-orientated. Little cars, tennis balls. For the older boys, games like... You can get miniature Monopoly and all those kind of things. Or, you know, a cap... stuff like that, belts, things like that.
I suppose it's just to keep it simple, really, isn't it? Because things like, it would be no point perhaps sending a CD, for example, because they might not have a CD player to play it on. So yes. I suppose it's keeping it the basics there, and just giving them a nice surprise, really.
Yes, and just the once you put the gifts in the box, it costs about £2.50 to send a box abroad. I mean, it actually costs more than that, but you know, if you could possibly put £2.50 in an envelope and put it on top of all the gifts in the box and then put the top on and put a rubber band around it just to keep it all together. And then if you can drop it off to Shoe Zone and the Entertainer and the Manda Centre, the latest really is November the 30th.
Right, so fairly soon then.
So, yeah, just under a week really to get everything organised and away.
Yes.
And, I mean, who's actually doing the distribution on this? Is it a group of charities working together?
It's a Samaritan's Purse, which is a charity, a relief and development charity. And this project is their annual appeal called Operation Christmas Child. But they have partners in all the countries who are, during the year, they're looking at who are the most neediest children who would benefit from receiving these boxes, you know. So it's just one charity.
So they've got all the areas and the places that they know need these gifts before they get them arrive in the country. So they're going to go to the places that need them the most.
Yeah, and you've actually got a bit of a story on the background of one of the people one of the kids who received a box in the past, haven't you?
Yes.
So tell us a little about this girl.
Right, this is a girl called Silvana, and she's 4. And it's not at all easy to give her a shoebox because she stands in the heavy rain and cold in nothing but a sleeveless turquoise vest top and grey leggings. And she lives on a landfill site underneath the notorious Gazela Bridge in Belgrade, where hundreds of desperately poor Roma families struggle to survive and build little shacks amid the plastic bottles, sacks, polystyrene, furniture, car parks and cardboard boxes. The distribution team finally make it across the mud to her, and Silvana accepts her shoebox with shy grins of delight. She gazes at it and the team in wonder, obviously bewildered at the arrival of strangers who only want to give her something nice. Her parents welcome the present for more than one reason. The sturdy shoebox itself is immediately used to help block up a rat hole in the side of the house.
So multi-purpose,
yes.
And it's a really, really nice picture, and it's obviously doing some great work.
Yeah.
Remind everyone where they can drop the shoeboxes off to.
At the Shoe Zone and the Entertainer in the Manda Centre. Now, can I just make a plea for something?
Certainly can.
First, can I just thank everyone in Wolverhampton who's already sent us a shoebox? Thank you very much. And then, at the moment, at the warehouse in Wolverhampton, we've run out of toothpaste and flannels. And we need hundreds of these to put in boxes, because occasionally we get them from schools and they're like only half full. So we have to then top up, because we don't send half full boxes. So any fillers are appreciated. And any of the items that I mentioned earlier, that we would really, really be grateful if anyone could. And if anybody could also knit through the year, that would be wonderful.
So anything Thank that you can get like
get
that.
Get your knitting needles, yeah, out, Jason.
Well, I can't. I'm rubbish at knitting. But essential toiletries. That's yes. That sort of thing. Yes. And, but no liquids. Only toothpaste as the yes. closest to a liquid. That's,
yes.
That's not going to leak, is it? That's the
no.
important part.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing some great work. Some really making a difference to these kids out there. And as I say, it's really good that everyone's involved in it. It's something that's so simple that people can do, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
And you mentioned Poundland and the likes of that, but basic products to them are pretty much a luxury, aren't they?
They are. They are.
It might be the cheap supermarket toothpaste, but it's really going to make a bit of a difference when it comes to them being able to look after themselves, care for themselves, mm-hmm. and yeah, put a smile on their face.
Yes, yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Di, thanks so much for coming in to join us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Di. And I've got some leaflets as well, Jason, so I'm going to do one of these this Christmas.
Now, who would you buy for?
A girl, probably, because I've got two lads, so it'd be nice to buy some girly things.
Okay.
Yes. What are you going to have one?
I might see what I can do. I'm very busy.
Oh, stop and it. It's charity.
I haven't had any new shoes for ages. I haven't got a box. I know I'm going to Clarks, so it's not the same. Right, music time.
Lovely. You've I like my music.
Yes, you've invited the band in. You have a chat with them then.
All
come on.
Five.
It's a bit crowded in the Milk Bar today, isn't it?
It is.
Okay,
yes.
You introduce yourselves, come on.
And they are The Lights.
Good. Hello.
Hello to you all. What are you fiddling with, Jason?
I'm just switching the microphones on whilst you're introducing them. It's a fairly simple. She's not very technical, is she? Come on.
Is he not your dad or something?
Is he my dad, did
no,
you say?
Not,
he looks
not.
Old enough, doesn't he, no, to be fair?
No, not at all.
I like this band. They can Behave. Come in every week.
Right, get them to introduce themselves then.
So would you like to introduce each of you in turn, what you play and your names?
I'm Liz and I sing and play keyboards, but not right now.
No keyboards today. There's no room for keyboards.
I'm Gaz and I play the bass.
My favourite.
I'm Dan, I'm on guitar.
And I'm Sean, and I also sing.
There we go. So that's everyone introduced. Horribly off mic, but introduced. How long have you lot been together then?
It's been about 5 years. Yeah. We've been saying that for the last
5 years.
5 years. Yeah. So it could be a bit longer, but we don't like to admit, really, do we?
It may have
how long we've been together.
Maybe come true.
But yeah, we've been together for about 5 or 6 years.
Okay. Well, yeah, seven. You've seven in the corner over there.
Just say five.
Are you gigging band or are you just studio based?
Very much a live band.
It's live for you, yeah.
But we've been sort of radio based lately, really, haven't we?
We've been doing like a lot of live sessions and pretty much everywhere at the last few weeks, haven't we? Manchester, London, Market Harbour.
Yeah. Oh, that's that is the classy one, Market Harbour. Yeah.
We liked it there.
They've got a Waitrose and everything, haven't they, Market
really?
Harbour, probably.
You know, we didn't have a chance to check it out.
No.
In and out. We really wanted to have a look around the town, didn't we?
But
it's a Sunday night, so all the shops would have been shut.
Too much of the rock and roll lifestyle, that's
exactly,
what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Went to Glamorous Slough as well, didn't we? That was
town.
We did, yeah. We went to Slough, that was quite good.
So I think as well, I've read on your website, you've been to BBCWM in Birmingham. Lovely place.
We won't hold that against you.
Yeah. No, it's nice studios, BBCWM.
Yeah.
We actually did the Saturday morning Janice Long show.
She's nice.
And then we went down to Radio 2 and did the London show that she does down in Radio 2.
Cool.
So yeah, that was brilliant. Really
did,
good.
Yeah, we did do the first day show as well. Didn't
yeah, we did the Brett and Louise show as well.
Brett and Louise.
So you've been here, there,
Lots.
And everywhere.
We have. Yeah. Around.
Well, let's hear something from you now. It's vitally important we get the name of this song through to the listener. I won't explain why now, but you've got to make sure you tell us what this song's called.
Okay.
And heaven only knows it caused enough argument when we were setting up the gear earlier on. So what we're going to hear?
We're going to hear Formerly Yours, which was the B-side of our last single.
Okay, so the band are The Lights, the song is Formerly Yours, and they have to get into position. I like the way we do this live. It's much more fun when it has the potential to go wrong. So we'll switch absolutely everything on. There's a slight buzzing noise. That's your bass, isn't it? There we go. Don't let that put you off. I've got to try and mix this live, so wish me luck as we hear from The Lights.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
I can't give you no more than her. No, I'm incapable, so don't say I can offer you no more. I'm just like a star.
wish that you wrong, and I've never seen you alone. Why do you want my home? Said you were going away. I'll find you back at my door, carrying on like a stray, treating me just like a foe. Just like a song.
Well done. Enjoy that. Come on, applaud at least. They've worked hard for
thank
that.
Thank you.
Joining as well. Thank you very much. They're the last. Brilliant sound. I mean, where would you describe that little lot coming from? What's your influences? Come on, it's a naff question, but it has to be asked.
Oh, we've got weird, strange, varied influences. That one's probably one of the most kind of country style ones that we do. It's like that kind of acoustic sound. But I don't know. We're all into different things, aren't we?
That was written as a filler for a B-side.
Yeah.
And so that's why it works acoustically, because there are no parts to it, really, apart from the vocals.
It was done on the cheap in the studio, so when you do it live, it sounds...
And we realised we were running out of money, so we tried to squeeze another song out, and that's what we
hour.
Got.
Well, if that's half an hour's work, that was really good. Enjoyed it. That does the job for me.
Can I just ask... the little box there on the floor, it just looks like an ordinary wooden box.
You could fill that with things and send it halfway across the world for someone for Christmas, couldn't
it's
you?
It's not something you've made yourself, is it? It's like, is it a bought item?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, what's supposed to be on the front then?
A piece of wood. This is at the back of my TV cabinet.
Sounds very good though.
Rock and roll.
And it means he's always got a seat wherever he goes when he's playing with that one, but there we are. Right, we'll hear more from you in a bit.
Okay.
Meanwhile, to the phones we go now, and this is our stuntman. We talked about this a while ago.
Yes, we have.
And you were excited, weren't you?
Because most stuntmen have to be very well built and very fit, don't they?
So you
to do the job that they do.
You're now having rude thoughts about Justin Pearson, who joins us on the phone. Hello, sir.
Hello there. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How's it going?
Not very well. Again, yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Nothing's
gone
on.
See, I've got him flustered already.
So this is it. You start flirting, and before you know it, the men are uncontrollable in your presence.
Exactly.
Aren't they?
That's exactly what's happened, isn't it?
Well, there we go. Yeah. So, Zoe was a little worried about you, potentially getting injured earlier on. But as I said, you're a good stuntman. You know what you're doing. It's not a problem, is it?
No, I mean, obviously, the nature of the beast. You know, you do get a few knocks, and this year, I've had quite a successful year. I've worked on 7 films this year in total.
Mm-hmm.
The main one really was a film called Your Highness, out in Belfast for 4 months. It's like a medieval fantasy comedy.
And medieval is your thing, isn't it, really? Because you do a lot of jousting in your spare time.
I do like medieval.
Yeah, that's right.
To be fair.
Yeah. there are a lot of horses on this, sword work, you know, that type of thing. I was fortunate to double the American actor Danny McBride from Tropic Thunder. Great guy. And I was out there for 4 months in Belfast. But just skipping back to, obviously, knocks and bumps and so on, I got knocked out on one stunt and I lost a couple of teeth on another one. So.
Oh, how many teeth have you got left then? Because most of them plastic these days.
No, I ate a lot of sweets when I was a kid, actually. But, you know, I lost a few, I'd say, from that. But, yeah, I've still got my own teeth.
So what are the other films?
No, the films this year, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Just a couple of weeks on that. This film, Your Highness, Natalie Portman and James Franco, a couple of the lead actors in that. Mm-hmm. The remake of The Wolfman, a couple of weeks on that. Up in Leeds on a private film called Freight, which is due to hit the cinemas early next year. Kick-Ass, I believe, is out soon.
Mm-hmm.
And the most recent one, a contemporary film, Tamara Drew, starring Gemma, is it Arteton? I don't know.
I'm not sure. You know where to talk to. I don't know. I don't know names. I just like, choose nice. That's the way it normally works.
Do you get to mix with the stars though, or are you like sort of rushed in? You do your bit and you go back out again.
Yeah. I mean, the last film, Your Highness, Natalie Portman had quite a bit of dialogue with her, and I'm sat with her in a bar. All of a sudden, she cracks my head on the table, pushes me off from the table, and pushes the table out on top of me into the mud kind of thing. So there's a lot of
interaction. I presume that was part
there.
Of the film and she just didn't not like you.
Obviously the chat-up lines didn't work that well there. but when you're doing this though, is it that's abnormal because you don't normally get seen, do you? You're normally you get seen but you don't normally get identified. It's pretty much a case of you're doing something and someone else takes all the credit for it. But
mainly, stunt doubling. Well, there's two types of stunt work, but you're either doubling the lead actor or some sort of actor, or you actually are playing yourself as some sort of henchman. You know, you get shots on a balcony or something like that where you do see yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I did a TV program back in April this year called a comedy called We Are Clang, and it was quite cool because I played a character, a blind man coming out of a building, walking along, then getting hosed by a fire hose right in the face. Quite a bit of dialogue, and that I think that's the way I'm looking to kind of go.
So it's getting,
perhaps when
it's getting to the point where you're going to need your own stunt double sooner or later, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm into my mid-30s now, so...
Please don't make that sound
aren't
old.
Aren't you older than mid-30s, Jason?
I'm mid-30s.
Oh, are you?
Yeah,
okay.
I think I'm 37 still, so that's still technically mid-30s. Okay, how old are you?
No, it's edging towards 40, that is.
Quiet. How old are you, Justin?
37.
You see? Mid-30s. Perfectly good, mate. you see yourself becoming more of the acting role and maybe a little less of the stunts as time goes on.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, you know, I'm quite good with dialogue and kind of acting in small doses. So perhaps, obviously, with the jousting show as well, we perform to live audiences, and there's an element of character in that. You know, it's something perhaps when I'm too old to jump out of buildings and set myself on fire. It's probably the way I'd like to go, I'd say.
It could be the way to do the pension. With the jousting of things, does it get a bit quieter for you during the winter months rather than summer? You must be booking pretty much every other weekend, I'd have thought.
Yeah, we're very popular. I mean, this year I was fortunate that when I was working away, I had somebody to run it for me. So all the bookings we took the previous year for this year, We still managed to get the team out on the road and put out some good performances. Hannah Hill was in charge. She did a great job. It is seasonal, but saying that, it's February to October.
So it keeps everybody rather busy.
Yes, yeah.
It's nice to have a few months off for Christmas, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm off on holiday in a couple of weeks. So
So maybe if in the in-flight movie, you could end up seeing yourself doing something daft. Does that happen to you a lot? Do you see...
arm or something and think, oh, that's my arm there?
Stunt work, it is blinking. You miss it a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. But vitally important to make the plot move on as well.
Yes.
Have you got much planned for the coming 12 months then? Do you know any projects you're working on in the near future?
Film-wise, you know, I've just taken a back step because it's been pretty exhausting this year, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've fallen downstairs in armour, on Your Highness.
Oh dear.
We did a really good stagecoach John Wayne style scene, mm-hmm. Which I'm sure is going to look fantastic on the big screen. I had to imagine the galloping horses pulling the stagecoach, the bad guys riding up on the horses behind. I had to climb out of the stagecoach up onto the roof, look behind, and then jump from the roof onto one of the horses pulling
it. Dear.
And you're quite clearly not actually sane, are you?
Yeah.
I bet you were one of those lads that used to break all his toys when he was little because he used to throw them about and sit on
possibly.
Them.
Possibly, yeah.
A bit rough and tumble.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great few months of seeing you in the cinema. During the festive period when people are watching films, you are going to be there and bound to see you doing your stuff. If people want to find out more about your jousting, give us the details of your medieval friends.
Okay, yeah, the website is www.theknightsofthedamned.co.uk.
So the knightsofthedamned.co.uk. And have you got your own website as well, haven't you?
JustinPearsonStunts.com.
And people can find out about you, your work.
Yeah, pictures on there and credits and see what I've been doing. Needs updating actually this year, but...
You've barely had time with everything that's been going on.
It has been chaotic, so I'm looking forward to a good rest, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Justin, you're going to have a lie down and soothe any aches and pains that have come out of the climbing out of stagecoaches and the like, and we shall look out for you at a cinema near us very soon.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thanks for joining us. Travel now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Cheers.
Back to the band, then.
Yes, I think so. Time for a bit of...
A bit more music. We get three tunes out of you guys. Is that okay?
Yes.
You can cope with three. You don't mind doing three, do you? Okay, what have you got for us next?
We're going to do Start Again, which is the B-side to our current single, January Blues.
So you're only offering us B-sides?
Oh, no. Oh, no. We're saving the best for last.
Does that mean January Blues, the new single?
It is.
Excellent. Right, so what's this? What was this again?
This is called Start Again.
Okay, take it away.
This time, let's see how far you get before you realize you're on your own. And see, I will be your safety net, or like the lights are gonna guide you home. There's a little piece of everyone that needs to take a little piece of everywhere that they've been to. No, I never would have left you there if I had known that it was true. Stop pretending that you care. I don't believe in that you do. You just want the old refrain. We love you, Daddy, tell us more. When you this time hasn't even started yet, but when it does, I'm sure you'll turn around and see I'm not ready to forget the little boy who's left without a sound. There's a little piece of everyone that needs to take a little piece of everywhere that they've been to. No, I never would have left you there if I had known that it was true. Stop pretending that you care. I don't believe it that you do. You just want the old refrain. We love you, Daddy, tell us more. When you finish, start again.
Start again.
once again, round of applause.
Thank you. Excellent.
Well, the lights.
Very good, wasn't they? Lovely. See, I only bring quality guests in here.
Are you suggesting that some of my guests have ever been substandard, Zoe?
Yes.
No, what, who? Go on, name. No, don't.
No, that band that sung about milk being like wood or something.
Yeah, they were yours.
Yes, no, they were yours.
That's what I meant. No, they weren't.
No,
they were yours.
No, they were yours.
Words around me.
Right, so we go back to the telephone lines then now. Phil the Power Taylor joins us now. Hello, sir.
Hello.
So you've had quite a busy time. You've been to and from Wolverhampton with the darts over the last few days, haven't you?
I have. Well, I only live just up the road, so it's great. I love Wolverhampton because it's half an hour for me, I think, on motorway. It's about 35 miles, so...
So whereabouts are you then?
I live just outside Crewe now, Crewe-Natwich area.
So not a bad little trip.
No.
And a nice venue for the darts.
It's great.
It's become an annual event, hasn't it, here in Wolverhampton?
Yes.
It's a great. I love it because it's all worldy as well. You know, it's an old theatre type of style, and it's got a nice character about it.
The crowd are always very interactive as well, aren't they?
They come and enjoy themselves. I don't blame them. They pay the money. They've got every right to. Good on them.
So we're actually, for the whole world, we're recording on Wednesday night for release on Thursday, which means there's a few days left. How are things going for you in the darts at the moment, then?
Brilliant. I'm through. Won my first two games 5-0, and then I was through. So the last night's match wasn't too...
I didn't
like
to mention last night's match, because apparently it's the worst worst match since 1996. So it says on the Sun's website.
Probably.
But you were relaxing, that's the thing.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
So how does the remainder of the structure of the last few events go? Because it's the big final on Sunday, isn't it?
Yes, well, I play tomorrow now, Thursday, which is last 16, so it's straight knockout business now, you know, no messy now, head on, you know. So if you lose, you're out. If you win, you're through to the next round, so it's how it should be. These round robins, I'm not a big fan of them, to be honest with you, because it can be open to corruption, you know, obviously, but I'm much preferred it now, you know what the rules are now. You lose, you're out. If you win, you're through.
Mm-hmm. You've got high hopes.
I'm going to try. I've won everything else. I've done really well for the last probably 18 months. So, well, 20 years.
Yes, you're understating 18 months there. But how much is this one worth? Because that's the important part, isn't it? The cash at the end of the day, surely?
It is. I mean, the money's a bonus for me now. I don't play, you know, obviously, you know, I've earned a few bob anyway, but the money is a bonus. It goes towards, obviously, my retirement fund, I would say. You know, it goes in the bank and I move on to the next one. I don't really think about it too much. Which is a great position to be in. Excellent. You know, 20 years ago I was struggling for every penny I got, you know.
Mm-hmm. It must be nice to be in that position. On ITV4, I think, pretty much the whole time,
is.
And
yes.
Various highlights throughout the ITV network as well. And it really does, when you've got a channel that's able to give that sort of time to it, it really does make the sport accessible, doesn't it?
It does.
And so Afghan Heroes is a charity that it's not been going that long, has it?
No, it hasn't. But I get invited to a lot of charities, as you can well imagine. But it's lovely to do something. I've never done that charity before, you know, the Heroes. And it's very humbling for me, to be honest with you. You know, especially when you're meeting the mothers of who've lost the children. I mean, I've got four, so you try and put yourself in their position, and it's heartbreaking for them.
With your work on that one, I suppose you're pretty much drawn on time. How does someone who is a top flight dart player actually spend his time?
Well, a lot of it's travelling.
Yeah,
a lot of party lounges.
Yeah,
but if I can, you know, I try and spend time at home. I never really go on holidays because I live in a lovely place, you know. So when I'm at home, I do like to be at home, funny enough. I mean, Ray Barnival's stopping with me now for a few days, and he said, "Ever likely you never go on holiday." I mean, it's lovely, it's so quiet and peaceful. So I tend to spend a lot of time around my family. I've got two grandkids now as well, two little boys, one and six, so they've been round today as well. So that's my life, really, you know what I mean, and everything that I do is based around them, really, my family and me grandkids and whatnot.
Well, we wish you luck with the rest of the darts as things come to a head. It is the knockout stages, so that then becomes a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
And if people do want to go along, they can still buy tickets, wolvescivic.co.uk for full details on how you can pick up tickets for that one. But as we said, it's a really good atmosphere, and it's something that you're part of, isn't it? You're there, you're part of the whole event.
Exactly. And you're on the telly as well.
Well, that's it. My brother went yesterday
making
and I was watching.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be there. You will be on telly probably more than most. Not making a fool of yourself, I trust, though.
I hope not, mate.
And having a really good time with it. Phil, the power, Tyler, thanks for joining
us, mate.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
There we go. Phil, a really nice bloke and so top of his profession.
Yes,
and it's a good one to be in, isn't it, though, the whole darts thing. It's
Actually, it's not as popular as it was years ago, because when I was little, my dad and my brothers used to be on telly all the time, hadn't it? And it's not on so much anymore.
It's probably on some satellite specialist channel for darts.
Yeah, it's a shame, really, because the audience do look like they're having fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the little song that they sing, and they've got the things away. It's quite funny.
Have you not been tempted to go along?
No.
Buy yourself some tickets, get down there and shout for Phil.
Yeah, I should do, actually.
He's your mate now, so shout for Phil.
Yes, I'll say, remember me.
I spoke to you on the phone. He didn't have the same effect on him as you did on the stuntman, though. That's
no,
the thing.
I didn't.
You know, he wasn't flustered, but
no.
There we are.
He's a family man, you see.
This is it, yeah. And then you just out to get anyone else you can get. You haven't flirted with the band tonight, actually. What's wrong with you?
I haven't tonight.
Normally, you try to cop off with at least one of them. So which one's your favourite?
I think that's what it is. You see, there's too many. If it was just one on his own, I can home in.
Because we don't play darts.
if you did, you'd be much more likely. No, come on, which one?
Gaz does.
Yeah.
Gaz is always playing darts every night when he's not a band.
He's a bass player.
So, yeah, so you've heard one of your heroes on the phone this evening. I'm impressed. At least we're able to do something for you, to make it special for you. There we are. Right, so we've got to have a bit more music from you before we throw you back out. What have we got lined up this time around?
We're going to do our single, which is January Blues, and it's out now.
Just checking, it was as promised. Now, we've got to make sure you can hear your bass, haven't we, this time? Yeah, so you're over there. There's your bass.
Oh, thank you.
There we go. Right, the rest of the band, get yourself sorted, and it will take our last tune on this episode of the Milk Bar with the Lights.
She blew the whistle on her, and now you're turning on me. You stuck a pin in the map and said that's where we should be. You're all tied up now. Why don't you set yourself free? She said if she were a man, she'd make the most of it all. And that she'll ride if she can, but she refuses to call. It used to matter, now it don't matter at all. January blues doesn't bother me. Something that she chooses doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be hard to get the things that you need, but try and show some regard for where you scatter your seed. Yeah, take it easy,
take
get enough
it
bad speed.
Easy.
She said she had to admit it felt like more than a kiss, and ended up with a hit. Though she didn't want it a miss, she used to wonder, but now she has to instead.
Can't hear the band properly, but there you go. Fingers crossed that sounded all right.
That'd be fine.
Now, before we do throw you out, let's make sure we've all got microphones. Where did that other microphone go?
Down there.
back to you guys in the middle. So, I mean, what's happening for the band at the minute? Obviously, the single, you said you're doing mostly radio stations and stuff, but are you performing anywhere else that we can track you down?
We are, yeah. We are at the Tap House, which used to be the old Boar's Head in Kidderminster on December the 3rd.
And that's free.
Which is a free gig, yeah, so it should be a really good night.
Hopefully the venue's paying you, because you're well worth it by the sound of it.
Oh, yes.
That's
we make sure we get paid.
You are the entertainment that night. Yeah?
And then December the 23rd, so the day before Christmas Eve, we're doing a really good Christmas gig at the Flapper and Firkin in Birmingham.
So the eve of Christmas Eve at the Flapper and Firkin.
The eve of Christmas Eve. Selling very quickly for that one.
Yeah, we've already sold quite a lot of tickets.
Maybe a few secret Christmas songs, you never know.
Yeah, a few Christmas medleys.
No, that'd be worth hearing in your style. I'd like that. That'd be good.
It is worth hearing.
Yeah, okay. Make sure.
That's a bit of a tease, isn't it, Jason? Yeah. You're going to go along to that?
I don't know what I'm doing on the 23rd, yeah. my BlackBerry's broke, so my diary is non-existent at the minute. I've got to work everything out. So that sounds good. So the other place to hear you, though, is your website, which will be... Any volunteers?
MySpace.
MySpace.com/
Lights Music.
We're down with the digital age.
Or the lights.co.uk.
Lights.co.uk or MySpace.com/ The Lights Music.
No, it's MySpace just for the tunes. Lights really. Music.
Lights Music. No, no the.
No the.
Where did you get the from?
Oh, we always said the all the time.
They're in the 80s, weren't they?
The yeah.
Happy days. Right, okay, so...
Happy days was in the 70s.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Sorry, the drummer, that's weird, not the bassist, but there we go. We enjoyed having you along. It's been absolutely great to hear from you. And wish you every success with everything that happens.
Thank you for having us.
Cheers.
And if we may, I might get you back for a Christmas tune.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
or at least email us one or something. Yeah. Okay.
We can do that.
We'll do that.
We'd like an emailed Christmas tune. That'll be very good. They will feature again on the podcast here in the Milk Bar at some point. Zoe, thank you for joining me this week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being bothered to turn up through.
And get some guests.
Right, back next week for episode 24. We'll see you then. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Jason. And Zoe, the Milk Bar.